USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Soft on crime, San Francisco. District Attorney Chesa Boudin will not finish his term as the city's top prosecutor. He was fired by 60% of California voters during a recall Tuesday. Boudin talks to his supporters after the recall.
And people are right to be frustrated. There's so much room for improvement. People should hold all of us to a higher standard. We must continue to do more better.
The mayor of San Francisco will soon announce his replacement. Six members of Haiti's Special Olympic delegation went missing during the competition in Florida on Monday after returning to their hotel room, returning keys, and leaving their luggage behind. The Special Olympics began on Sunday and runs through June 12th in and around Orlando, Florida. NASCAR racing will be in Sonoma, California this weekend. Sonoma is about an hour's drive north of San Francisco. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
17 people have died after a passenger train derailed in eastern Iran with over 50 passengers and were seriously injured. That's being reported by Iranian news agencies. The number of casualties could rise, though the initial details about Wednesday's disaster involving a train reportedly carrying some 350 passengers remained unclear. Gun control is the topic of conversation on Capitol Hill.
Bipartisan negotiations in the Senate on gun control legislation continue following a string of deadly mass shootings, including the killing of 19 children at a school in Texas. Lawmakers have come up short on gun control bills time and time again, but Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, hopes this time will be different.
We're waiting to see if we can get an outcome that directly relates to the problem that brought this issue to the fore one more time. I personally would prefer to get an outcome.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Reports are coming in saying a man from California is under arrest after having a weapon near the Maryland home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. He was reportedly upset with the leaked draft opinion, signaling the Supreme Court was ready to overturn Roe v. Wade. The man also had burglary tools. Lawyers for White House advisor Steve Bannon has turned the tables and is seeking testimony and documents from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, and other lawmakers, including members of the January 6th committee. The lawsuit comes ahead of a July trial for Bannon, who was indicted for contempt of Congress after refusing to testify about his own conversations with President Trump. The January 6th machine goes to primetime TV on Thursday with a Hollywood producer. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Newsmax if President Biden's assertion last week that the Second Amendment is not absolute and illegal immigration is okay, he's going to be facing some stiff resistance in Texas.
Enforcement down to the border, we've got literally hundreds of millions of dollars being spent by Texans to try to do what we can. But the reality is that the federal government is going to promote this, which they absolutely are. They're literally spending hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars, to promote illegal immigration. They're encouraging it every turn. And it's really hard to fight your own government and the cartels and the Chinese and the rest of the world when we're dealing with illegal immigration.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.